T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Daryl, how are you, pal?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Good, man. And we're just obviously, you know, it's amazing because they played a really good game yesterday, and then certainly most of the conversation is about Myles Garrett. You know, I feel like in the first 2 years here, Myles Garrett never did anything dirty. I don't remember him getting called for a lot of personal foul penalties, and it seems like there's been a number of these things this year, and obviously this is, you know, a whole nother level. Well, what do you think happened here?
I honestly, I don't know. And in fact, that's the question that I asked Freddie Kitchens this afternoon on the conference call. And basically what Freddie said is that, you know, he thinks that possibly, and I'm paraphrasing here, it's in my story this afternoon on because they're, Freddie Kitchens and the Browns treating Myles like family and standing by him. But he said something to the effect of that Myles is a young player. Sometimes young players are still trying to find their way from the standpoint of being physical. He mentions that maybe Myles wasn't nearly as physical in his first couple of years and has now become more physical, and he's trying to understand, I guess, the balance in that. You know, this was not the first time this year that something unfortunate like this happened. I mean, in week one, he took a swipe at the head of Titans tight end Delonte Walker. He had multiple late hits, fouls against the Jets, including one that ended Trevor Siemian's season. And I'm not saying that stuff's intentional. Well, last night was pretty blatant and pretty intentional retaliation. And it's certainly unfortunate. It's one of the most violent and heinous acts I've ever seen with my two eyes in a sporting event ever in my 20-plus years here in town. So, you know, he's suspended indefinitely, rightfully so. And now the Browns kind of have to pick up the pieces, move this thing forward, because they still have 6 games to play, and they're going to have to do it without arguably their best defensive player.
Where do you come out on all this, Daryl, in terms of, like, where the blame goes? I mean, how much do you put on Mason Rudolph? And then, obviously, you know, the Pouncey comes in and defends his guy. But I guess right. I'll go from the start. How much do you put culpability on Rudolph?
Oh, I think the fact that Rudolph wasn't suspended is a joke. He should have gotten at least 1, maybe 2 games because, yes, Myles Garrett had a late hit and took him to the ground after the ball was clearly out. The officials didn't throw a flag for that, and that was late. But Rudolph is the one that tried to remove Garrett's helmet first, and again, I am not condoning what Myles Garrett did. I am not saying two wrongs make a right. Absolutely the opposite. I'm just laying out from my perspective how I observe the facts to play out. As Garrett got to his feet, he had Rudolph by the face mask. It appeared that one of Rudolph's legs came close to Garrett's groin region. I don't want to speak for Myles. He was asked last night what set him off, and he did not really provide any detail. So I am speculating, and I stress speculating, that possibly that feeling that foot where he felt the foot, maybe Myles.
Yeah, but I can't blame a guy from kicking out to get away when somebody's dragging me by the helmet.
I understand.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to lay out how I observe this thing to have played out. And for Myles, though, to react in the fashion that he did was inexcusable. And he's more than deserving of this indefinite suspension. And he's going to have to go through the off-season thing of the charade of having to go up to New York and plead his case to Roger Goodell and beg for forgiveness and being reinstated. Like, this is not the end of this story. Even though the league acted swiftly this morning, as I felt they should have, and I do agree with Pouncey getting 3 games. You can't punch and kick a guy in retaliation. It's what do we tell our kids? You don't hit, you don't retaliate, and all those type of things. So a lot of parties were in the wrong, but But Myles Garrett was the most egregious offender, and that's why he got the punishment he did.
Yeah, I mean, before I was planning on, you know, my opinion on the suspensions was it should have been Garrett 8, Ogun. I thought, what's his name? Pouncey 3, which was fair. I thought Ogunjobi should have gotten 2, and I thought Mason Rudolph should have gotten 1. That's what I thought.
Yeah, and I certainly agree with that, Bo. I think that that's a fair assessment.
That was a punk move by Ogunjobi to push him down from by. He wasn't defending his teammate. That's ridiculous.
The thing was pretty much over at that point.
Yeah.
Or if you were going to defend your teammate, go after Pouncey.
Yeah, right. Instead of pushing the quarterback from behind. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, the officials had begun really to finally restore some order, and then you see Ogunjobi come in there and blast him from behind like that, and that's inexcusable as well. And you know, I go back to training camp and something that you said, Dustin, surrounding what happened in Indianapolis.
I was concerned about the team being overly aggressive, and you guys, everyone loved it. And I remember I was in Indy, I was in my hotel room, and I was talking to you guys, and I was like, you know, there is some concern about some discipline here, and I hope it doesn't come back to bite this team during the season.
It certainly has.
It looks like it has.
Absolutely, and I admit I was as you know, because we had that conversation. Yep. I was blowing it off as not a big deal, and I got to say, Dustin, you were 100% correct in your assessment.
I didn't want to be right though. I wanted the team.
I understand. Yeah, I understand. But you know, as someone who played in the league and who's been in those situations,
I was a hack
before,
player though,
know.
Daryl. Don't worry, doesn't count.
Who said that?
Oh, that's what I've been getting.
Whatever. Bottom line is you were at that level, Dustin. You were in those locker rooms. You've been in those situations. You know what happens behind, both on the field and behind the scenes in those situations, and how much discipline is so important. And the line that of all the statements that were released today, the line that I took to heart the most was from the statement from the Steelers when they said, "We have to maintain our composure no matter what."
And they don't. And they haven't all too often this year. In terms of on the field, Daryl, this loss of Myles Garrett is huge. I mean, I don't think they're going to have any consistent pass rush without him, especially with the fact that Ogunjobi suspended this week, and we don't know if Olivier Vernon's going to be playing this week.
Yeah, there's no question. This is... just speaking from a football standpoint here, as you alluded to, Bull, this is horrible for the Cleveland Browns if they want to make this run that they've been talking about that they want to run. Also, I want to give some credit to Baker Mayfield because I've been critical of how he's handled some situations this season. So in the interest of being fair to him, I thought that was some of the best leadership I've seen come out of him and how he handled that Fox interview. In being critical of what Myles did and saying it was unexcusable and that's not what we do, and then coming in the media room after and in handling the questions with us as well. I thought that was some of the best leadership I've seen out of him to date. So, again, in the interest of being fair of someone I was critical earlier in that regard, I think it warrants mentioning that I thought that Baker Mayfield was outstanding last night in his comments.
I agree with you. I think it's the first time. Maybe not the first time. That's probably not fair. But one of the, best times we've seen him. He acted like a quarterback should. He called his guy out. And he said it's inexcusable, and he's right. He seemed contrite. He was on point, and he seemed honest. Like he wasn't like in his emotions.
It wasn't a show.
And kudos to Aaron Andrews who got him pregame to be really honest too about some things, and certainly. Talked about how this started the season. They thought things were going to be easy, and he thinks that was a mistake for the team to kind of feel that way. And I think that was some truth serum there for the way this team has started the year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's unfortunate now that they're going to learn some hard lessons here, because I think that the season obviously was scuttled when they lost to Denver. But I think that this situation now really kind of puts everything to bed, and you're just going to end up playing out the string here And it's unfortunate to what Freddie Kitchens said last night. You know, so many great performances last night that we're not really talking about or focusing on, and we will next week, obviously, as this thing starts to die down a little bit. But the fact that they beat Baltimore and Pittsburgh for the first time ever in franchise history, they never have been able to do that.
Pretty crazy.
And they finally got that done. They're 2-0. They've never been 2-0 in the division before. And unfortunately, and I'm not being negative, it's just the reality. You lost your best player, for the rest of the year. So you can't replace that. There's not another Myles Garrett you're claiming off the waiver wire or off your practice or pulling up from your practice squad or whatnot. So that's a big blow from a football standpoint in what they are hoping to accomplish this year. And I don't think they're going to be able to achieve their goals because, he's not going to be around. And that locker room last night, Baker said it felt like a loss. Odell Beckham said it felt like a loss. I mean, that locker
What do you think, Daryl?
Did
it feel like a loss to you when you were in there?
Felt like a funeral, Dustin. It really did. And I'm trying not to – I don't mean to sound so dramatic about it, but that's just – it was silent. There, obviously the players, to their credit, they understood the gravity of the situation of what had just occurred. They handled the questions professionally and that, but – yeah, it did not feel like a team that, felt like that, hey, they got the biggest win within the AFC North that they've had in years and years and years, and were on their way to turning their season around, because this situation with Myles Garrett has completely wiped all that out.
Yeah, and obviously, it's not the same Steeler team without Ben Roethlisberger, but they had won 4 in a row and 5 of 6, and the Browns made them look pretty bad last night.
Well, and you know what? Shall I go through all the list of the Browns quarterbacks the Steelers have beaten over the years? So, I mean,
No, but the point is, the reason they lost all those games to the Steelers is because the Steelers had a good quarterback.
Right,
and the Browns
absolutely
didn't. And the Steelers didn't have a good quarterback last night. It's not, it's still a good win. It's a quality win. And again, the Steelers have been playing well, but they're not the same team that had beat all the Browns all these years.
Absolutely, and Mason Rudolph, man, that was
he stinks.
That was some Cleveland Browns quarterbacking between 2003 and 2017 that we watched.
Now the Steelers know what it feels like to be us with these schlubs out there.
Well, Mason Rudolph is so bad that I've convinced myself that I could beat him in a race, which I know is not which I know is not true, but I've convinced myself.
Pull your Achilles again.
don't do that. Nobody wants that.
Well, I don't think he's going to want to do it. I don't like him.
And for the fans that and for those that are talking about the physicality of that game, I mean, the Browns have been on the other end of that too. And I'm not absolving the
I love the physicality and the toughness, just not when it goes over
doesn't,
the top.
Doesn't Mason Rudolph look like a villain in a movie?
He does. He looks like a bad guy.
When his hair was all down and in his in his face.
That's what I didn't like, Dustin. I didn't like him. I did not like him going in front of the cameras and saying everything was what Miles did was Bush League. Like, he was feigning complete innocence in this.
Right,
situation.
He wasn't. You're right. It was Bush League what Miles did, but he's not completely innocent.
Yes, absolutely.
He's not as guilty as Miles, but he's not completely innocent. And I agree with you. I thought he should have been suspended at least a game.
Absolutely. He should have, yes.
Yeah. But, nothing he did alone. I think Miles started it, he escalated it, and Miles took it to another level. And
absolutely.
Nothing he did individually, if the rest hadn't happened, was worthy of a suspension, but I think he contributed to it getting where it got, and that's why I thought he should have been suspended.
Yes. Absolutely, 100% agree.
Yeah. All right, Daryl, good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, guys. Have yourselves a great weekend.
You too.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.